Hey, how's it going, Bell?
Piacere, how you been?
Cool, yeah, really, really good. So, wow, we've got some really brilliant stuff to do today on Watch Till Cross the Pond.
Of
You've
course.
wow, it's been a bit of a Seiko week. All the YouTube channels I follow seem to have been reviewing Seikos, and then you bloody pull up and do a Seiko video. It's just like I never thought that would happen. It's just been a total Seiko week. So, and then I think you've also got a something posted that was a bit unusual to show me. So there's lots cracking off, mate.
What'd you say?
There's a lot. What did I
Come
say?
again in English?
Well, there's never a dull moment in the watch game, is there?
Of course,
You know,
never a dull moment, my
we're
man.
not boring nerds, are we, as watch lot? There's so many exciting things cracking up.
We are definitely nerds. You gotta love it though. There we
Of
go.
the good variety.
I get to
Cool.
see myself a little bit bigger, just like I like.
Hey, looking cool in the hoodie, mate. Looking cool.
Ugh, I'm hungover as shit.
Oh man, well, I told you to do that, didn't I? You've had a lot of hard stress at work. Interestingly, when we talk about the Chinese, the very opposite to yourself, and they all will be revealed in a bit with what we're going to say. But you've done the opposite, and you've worked very, very hard. And yeah, I don't think you could escape of a day of relaxation and beer yesterday. So I'm not surprised you're feeling the worst today, mate.
I've never been hungover.
No.
It's the worst.
Cool. You bet. You get the show on the road, buddy. Shall I do it?
Go ahead.
Welcome to Watch Talk Across the Pond. I am your host today, Dean from One to Watch, and we've got Bill, not a watch snob. And today, our topic is we're looking at the sort of effect of China and Russia, which I'm not sure what Bill knows yet, China and Russia on the current watch market.
Ooh.
What is the impact these two nations are having on the market today? So, but before we do that, I think we've got to have a catch up and start with Bill. What is he wearing? What has he been up to? And what's his surprise watch? So, shall we do the what's on the wrist then to start with, Bill?
Of
What
course,
is
I actually
on?
took it off the wrist, but I just got this in yesterday.
Oh, it's the C World Time that won the prize.
Yep.
The C Dina Cena C
Seagate
Cena C
design.
Cedar design. The unit way of telling the time, the spins ran for minutes and hours, lines up with the little marker, and the Earth spins round. Slower pace, so it's
360
pace.
degrees.
So it actually sort of reflects the true sort of rotation of the Earth. What a fantastic watch.
It's
It's
gorgeous.
quite big, it's about 45, but then it hasn't got any lugs, has it? So it wears, and it's curved shape. So I'm
It's a
guessing it wears like
saucepan.
about a 42.
It's literally a pie pan. Look at this fucking thing.
Bloody amazing. Wow, man, I'm so jealous. And is the company American? It is, isn't it? Which means
It's
that
Chinese, baby.
oh, where did you get it from then? Where did you get it from?
Amazon.
Oh, in America.
Yeah, you can get it on Amazon. You could probably get it on Amazon.
If I can get it on UK Amazon, that means I wouldn't have to pay tax and import and all that sort of nasty stuff.
Nothing. And also, it's not that expensive. It's only like about $800.
We said this the other week that, it was a couple of years ago, we got $800. That's a lot of money, and now we're all sort of, we're just accustomed to saying that. Throw away like, hey, to Japan, that's nothing.
Hard, play harder, right?
But oh
My
wow,
biggest
respect.
pet peeve, though, it's really fucking, it takes you a while to read it.
Well,
I mean,
yeah.
it's hard to see those numbers. Like, I'm not even joking. I'll go to look at the time and I'm like, shit, I gotta look. I gotta
Oh
like an old
man.
man. I'm like, my
Oh,
weary eyes.
I am an old man and I need reading glasses, so it's no good. I practically never carry my reading glasses anywhere.
Then you don't want to buy this,
I don't want to
then.
buy that.
No,
No,
it's really,
no.
I can't see it my own eyes and it's
And yeah, I'd
bad.
love a world timer as well, but I just don't think I'd see anything on the dial.
I don't believe it's a world timer.
No, it's not. It's not.
No. It has no
No,
functionality other than
it
being
doesn't
cool.
tell us the time in other countries all around the world, does it?
Nope, not at all. But it's just unique and an attention grabber.
Tells the time in a unique way.
When I was out
Its
at the
tone looks
bar,
different,
that's what
very
I'm saying.
3D.
Exactly. When I was out at the bar, it was definitely an attention grabber. People were like, oh, I want to see that. I want to see that. That thing's fucking cool, you know?
That is totally cool, mate. Total respect for buying that and wearing that. Total respect. You've
probably
gone
gonna return it
this week, mate. You are different to me. You've gone Seiko, and you've gone that. Total respect. You've changed, man.
The Seiko Turtle. That was the right.
Apart
the
from your Rolex, chuck all your watches away, mate. Keep that one. Keep the Seiko, and then move forward.
Fuck
respect.
The Seiko. I returned the Seiko.
Oh my God! You're joking.
I'm dead serious. It was a try before you buy. Amazon. Have I told you about that?
Yeah, just about 10 times. But yeah,
I'll tell you one more time. Yeah, dude.
It was so cool.
It looks like poop.
Remember the photo I told you about the Seiko 5 that I liked and you said real cool? Why don't you go for that?
Are you talking about the Ginzo or whatever you want to call it? Ginzo dial?
I sent you a photo of Seiko 5 where you could actually see the date and the day translucent through the dial. And it had an English and a Kenji
I would rather get the Christopher Ward.
That's got a translucent sort of dial, hasn't it?
Speaking of Christopher Ward, when I was out at the bar last night, some guy talked about my watch and I go, what are you wearing? He flips it, he goes, you probably never heard of it. Flips it over, it was a Christopher Ward.
Oh, wow.
I go, you must like watches.
Yeah. Mate, I could tell you all about Christopher Ward. That's what you said, wasn't it? Yeah.
That's your brand.
Fantastic. Wow. Well, that was a good night. You got, managed to feel a bit better, a few beers, and you spoke to some watch types. You must have been in quite a good bar.
Oh, it was all watch snobs, the entire bar.
Really?
I got about 15 subscribers.
Oh my God. When I come to America, mate, not only am I coming to stay with you for a bit, you're going to take me to that bar.
Oh, of course. It's called Jocko's.
You're going to take me to that bar. Right. Okay. Well, I thought you would be wearing your new Seiko 5, but I did suspect it was a Amazon try before you buy. So I, to match you, I better take this off, Anna. That's it on the wrist, by the way.
Gorgeous. Oh, love the band.
This is the one you should go for. I got this on the very first day it came out. I was about the only one in the world that had it on the day it came out.
Love the best.
Oh, it's a Seiko 5 GMT, and I absolutely love it.
It's not the clear one, right?
It's, well, there's orange, black, and this blue, which is a sort of Batman. Sort of bit like the Rolex Batman sort of version. I think they're calling it the Blueberry.
You do look like Bruce Wayne a little bit.
Oh, thank you. I'll take the suit off now. I'll take the bad suit off. This is me normal now. Yeah, no, thank you. I'll take that as a compliment. So, Bill, the second one now, we've done a wrist check, is what was this mystery delivery, this watch that is...
Are you ready?
Yeah, go.
I don't think you're ready for this, Dean.
I've not been able to sleep since you told me this 24 hours ago. I've not stopped thinking about it.
Once you see it, you're still not going to be able to sleep.
Okay.
Are you ready? Let's see if the camera gets it well. What is it?
Ooh, it's all black. Black strap. It's completely PVD black. It's a two or three-handed watch. And I can't quite see it enough to... It's not quite clear enough on the camera.
Shit. Oh. So you know what it says? Instead of Rolex, it says
snob.
Relax with a hand. Instead of a crown, it's a hand that says relax.
I like it.
And then underneath it says oysters are plentiful instead of perpetual.
Yeah.
And then it says super tasty, officially official chronometer ?
I love it. This is how it plays out, right? You're walking in the street with that on. Three guys try to mug you and you kick ass. And then another five that are friends of theirs come and they do manage to overpower you down to the last man, of course. Mm-hmm. And then take it off your wrist, runs off with it, and finally gets a look at it, thinking it's a Rolex. And he says that. And they're like, all these beaten up blokes. And he's got two black eyes, thinking, oh God, what have I done? Brilliant. Love it. That would be great. Yeah, sort of. You should, if you come to London, wear it, flash it around, let a couple of hoodie yobs with knives attack you, sort of give them a bit of a fight, let them take it away, and then
bring my gun
so and take a camera. So when try and follow them, and then when they look at it, you could it'd be so funny to catch that, and you could make a brilliant video.
I could make a good video just off that concept alone. I could get a couple of my friends to pretend to rob me.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. Well, I suspect half these videos that come out actually are made up. They're just a lot of them don't look real, to be honest.
Of course.
Because it's really funny how someone just happens to have a camera there and he's just shooting in all that sort of thing. I think some of them actually, though, in fairness, are sort of CCTV and things, aren't they, obviously? Cool. Yeah. Brilliant. Well, that is good. And so what you've been up to? I think you've just been working really hard, haven't you?
Every day. Haven't had a break.
Oh, man. What you like? Well, at least you've had a bit of a more relaxing weekend, haven't you? You haven't been in today, have you? Saturday, you've gone to a really interesting bar. You've had some beers. You've met some watch nerds.
Saturday, I was working.
I thought you wasn't working Saturday.
No, I worked and went right to the bar after.
Oh, man. Oh, well, at least you had a bit of a wind down at the bar.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, man, if I lived close enough, or was a millionaire and could go over in on a jet or something, I'd have zoomed over and took you out for a couple of pints on Saturday.
Dean, you are a millionaire.
Yeah, right. If only, eh? Oh, blimey. So
I'm actually going to visit you in January. You think I'm joking?
No. We're meeting in Spain, apparently.
I'm serious. I'm going to go visit you. I'm dead serious. I'll plan out some dates and we'll...
Spain's good.
Is Spain close to you?
Yeah, well, France is the next country to us. France is brilliant. Italy and Spain. Right? France, Italy, Spain are our sort of closest countries.
How long definitely. Of a flight is it for you from to Spain?
About 3 hours, 2 or 3 hours.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah, it's only a couple of hours. Depends where in Spain.
Closest to you.
Yeah, they're only an hour difference time-wise to us. Speak a totally different language, of course.
Then let's go to England. I'll just freeze. I'm okay.
Yeah, well, wherever anyway. We'll plan it. If you come to England Spain's a better idea because England's going to be too cold and wet in January.
Yeah, of course. But
Spain's going to be perfect.
I got to see where my ancestors suffered, why they wanted to leave that fucking rock. Come here.
Was it Ireland you're thinking of?
No, it's England. I got English ancestors.
Yeah, I think, you know, potato famine and things and loads of people, because if you sort of leave Ireland and you point, if you go west, you end up where you are, literally, because you are the sort of bit of land you hit.
We call it the Irish Riviera where I grew up, because we have more Irish people per capita than Ireland.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a fact.
I can believe it.
More Irish people.
Yeah,
and definitely. The country of Ireland.
Cool. Okay. Well, China. What's going on in China? So I think the first thing is
I'm going to disagree with you on Russia.
Russia.
One would argue they have more history, or just as much history, in watches as the Swiss and as the fucking
I think they do
else.
Definitely, but. But there's a big impact with Russia at the minute in the sense that if we take our example company that people mention a lot, Rolex, and lots of other companies, they've just withdrawn all the watches, haven't they, for sale, and they're not sending any more watches over. So the Russian market has gone.
Well, that's because Russia screwed themselves over. They'd started attacking Ukraine.
Totally. But then, you know, it's almost like if you produced a product, i.e. Rolex are producing watches, which sell globally, and somebody is no longer available to sell to, who's quite a big market, big part of that total market, that's going to have an impact, isn't it? There's going to be more available elsewhere, etc. The economics will change. So, yeah, so Russia's not a lot more to say than that. But, yeah, as far as their watches are concerned, then, yeah, there's a lot of Russian watches out there. And our friend Peter is a big fan, isn't he, of Russian watches?
Yeah, I think Russian watches are, like, especially the older ones, the Slavas and such like that, they have some quality to them. They really put some effort into it. I think there's a lot of cool history just because they were all competing with us. You know, there's, like, a lot of cool history there.
Definitely.
And I think that, honestly, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Swiss watches weren't the best watches up until, not recently, but, like, in watch history. I think Americans were known for making really quality watches, and then the Swiss started taking over for the most part, right?
Yeah. I think the Americans used to make a lot of these pocket watches, didn't they? These hand-wind pocket watches. There's loads around. There's even companies now which are sort of buying the old American pocket watches and sort of converting them into watches, sort of cleaning them up and redoing things. There's people specialized in that, which I think that'd be great to get a watch that was a sort of American pocket watch from, I don't know, 70, 800, whatever years ago. It'd be absolutely brilliant, wouldn't it?
The stories it could tell, huh?
Mm.
As for the Chinese, the Chinese just take. That's their problem. They just steal everything, designs and products and shit like that. And they not stole, but what company was it? I forget what it was. A certain company sold their old machines to China. And then China started making watches.
Oh, that was the war one. That was the old Venus machines, wasn't it? It was the, oh God, I've even got a watch with this movement in. What's it called? Do you know the military one?
The Seagull, right?
The Seagull was the Swiss, and they bought the machinery, didn't they? And they did that to make watches for their like pilots and such like. Definitely, but that's not too bad a thing, is it? But
no.
There is the manufacturer in China. A lot of companies, including Swiss companies, getting things manufactured there, like cases and everything. They are the workshop of the world.
They are. But
the other thing with China is, again, loss of market. And I'll tell you why there's a loss of market there. One thing is that in China at the minute, you've got the biggest youth unemployment pretty much ever.
Really?
You've got a big youth unemployment. The culture has changed. So there was the old Tiananmen Square thing where, you know, the youngsters massacre. And then after that, sort of as things changed, you know, a few years later, the Chinese, all the sort of youngsters, university leavers, they used to work really hard. And because they used to work hard, you know, used a lot of money, they got a similar culture to probably the Americans, and they used to go out and buy loads of expensive watches, and it was very probably similar to your culture, Bill. But what's happened now, you've got this much more unemployment, you've got the zero COVID lockdown where they've been forcing people for weeks and weeks just to, so the economy hasn't been running too well. And the Chinese government, and also you've had a property collapse because the Chinese government, property developers, they've actually stopped loans and things or won't let them loan, you know, so a lot of that has collapsed. And now you've got this culture of younger Chinese, and it's called Tangping. Tangping, have you heard of that?
Tampons?
Tangping, translated, it means lying flat.
Really?
Tangping. And that basically means dropout. So that basically means probably a bit like I'm halfway there. People that choose, instead of actually working loads and loads of hours and buying lots of watches and lots of other goods, I'm halfway. So there's quite a culture now where they just don't work hardly at all or at all. They live very cheap, hence they can't go around buying Rolex and Patek Philippe and things. Well, so again, big loss of market.
COVID did that in America as well, because there was the Great Resignation. Everyone my age just decided to live on unemployment and all social welfare programs.
A lot of handouts and things, extra handouts.
So they, to this day, it's still going on. Kids my generation specifically, and like, for example, at my workplace, we can't find people to help fix the cars because there's nobody my generation or my age who wants to work.
We've got similar in the UK as well. We've pretty much got more jobs than people. And again, I think with us, we can't find people to do jobs like working cafes and restaurants. And again, because of Brexit, because a lot of the sort of Europeans, you know, people from other countries sort of left as well. Them sort of jobs, nobody wants to do anymore. And then, you know, in certain places, you know, people that would take them sort of lower paid jobs on can't afford to live or rent there or anything. So if you go to somewhere that's, you know, quite affluent, you potentially might walk in a nice cafe and restaurant, but it might be closed most days or, you know, whatever, because they just can't get people to work there. So
It sucks. Our my generation, truthfully, the kids that I grew up around, all have a big problem, and their biggest problem is they want all of the nicest things in the world without putting a dime of effort into it.
It is a bit of a problem now,
and it's ridiculous because they don't care about the value of their work. They just show up for the paycheck, and it's wrong. Instead of going there and busting skulls, if you're not angry every fucking day you show up to work because you're fighting tooth and nail to get what you want, then don't even show up. Just fucking be a bum.
It is a bad culture, and it is ideal. And
our country allows it.
Yeah.
Does your country allow it? Do you have social programs where they give people free money to sit around?
To some extent, yeah. Yeah, I think, you know, they try not to allow that, but I think it can be difficult in some ways. Some people are getting away with it. They are tangping. They are lying flat. And it's very difficult to do much. But I think one point is that people who are tangping are not going to buy a Rolex. They might buy a Moonswatch because, A, they've got the time to actually go down to the Swatch store and queue outside. B, it's £200, or what's that in dollars? About the same in dollars now, isn't it? Just over $240, whatever.
We're equal now, baby.
We're equal now. They've got the time. And have you noticed, you know, people with Moonswatch, you know, there's all sorts of people got Moonswatch, but a lot of people are the ones probably that are, you know, lying flat, and they lie flat most of the time, but then they go and queue outside the Swatch store. They've got the time to do that, and they've got a bit of money, and you know, they might go and pick two up and sell one, and that might be a bit of income for them, which is paid for the other one. But you can't do that with Rolex. They can't buy a Rolex, so the Rolex market's gone. You can't sell to the Chinese because the Rolex, not all, but a lot of them are tangping. You can't sell to the Russians because they're busy fighting and nobody wants to sell to the Russians. The British and Americans are just in a mess. There's lots of work, but can't get people to do it. And, you know, which I think is fine for Swatch, and maybe the cheaper brands are actually not doing so bad. But
this world's in a tough place right now. We're in inflation. Mm. Prices are going up. I don't know if it's happening where you are, but it's really hard to survive these days.
Definitely. Heating costs.
Of course. People don't have the luxury to go out and buy expensive things.
It's difficult. And it's certainly in the UK that, you know, the pound has dropped, which is, you know, me buying a watch, that's why I ask you, where could I get that watch from? Me buying a watch from anywhere in Europe. So there never used to be import tax in Europe, but now there is because of Brexit, because we moved out of Europe. America, you know, I've got to stick 23% on top.
Now, what was the reason of that? What was the reason? Why did Brexit happen? Why did you guys want to leave?
Well, it was political because, Prime Minister David Cameron basically thought that if he put it to a referendum, a nation referendum in the UK, that people would want to stay in Europe. So he said, you know, he was that confident. He said, we'll have a referendum. And then there was people like Boris Johnson and a few others, which just sort of took the rip and made sure that we didn't leave Europe, basically.
Didn't it screw over your economy a little bit too?
Screwed over everything, basically, yeah.
So what was the benefits?
Well, you're not going to go too much into politics. From my opinion or perspective, there was no benefits.
But what was
I'm sure you'd get someone from the inside the fence that probably would tell you some of the benefits.
But like, what was the selling point is what I'm trying to say. What were the points that they were trying to sell that would be the benefits?
Well, you know, horrible to say, but they used quite a bit of prejudice in the sense that, you know, we would keep UK full of British people and things. It was prejudiced and things like that, basically. That was what was sold.
England is a fucking crazy country. You guys conquered half the world.
Quite a few people sort of said, yeah, well, we brought Brexit because, yeah, we keep British people and all that. And, yeah, they're just, you know, these people shouldn't have even been allowed to vote, you know.
Tough people. I give you credit. I don't know how you guys, such a tiny island, conquered 75% of the nation, the world.
Yeah, it just make you wonder these days, doesn't it? But right? You know, it's all in the past, mate. It's all in the past, isn't it?
But you still, know, it's just, I mean, it just shows how tenacity can get you
in
anywhere.
The past. Yeah, well, you know, and a lot of that was really bad. We did use a lot of saves. Like, you know, when we went around colonizing and everything, we did obviously, the labor was done by slaves and things. It wasn't pleasant looking back in history at the time. It was just the dumb thing. But it's the way it is now. So I think the market has definitely gone. I still expecting Rolex prices to drop more. As you know, if we use Rolex as a sort of example or a yardstick or whatever.
Now is the time to buy.
Well, I don't think it is. I don't think it is. I think I'd still leave it a bit longer.
If prices drop significantly, then buy it now. Mm. And then they've got a tank. Economy
I don't
recovers.
Think they've tanked yet. They've got a tank. I think they've got to, there's still some to go, I think, personally.
Would you buy one if it tanked, honestly? Think about it as an investment piece.
It's hard to say. You should never think of watching investment piece. And remember what I said, anything over about £500 is a lot of money, mate. I have to think very hard. We're all desensitized to
this. But think about it.
This.
In the when the economy recovers, that watch is going to be worth a hell of a lot more.
It's definitely going to require a lot of thought. And I think on that basis, I may well pick one or two up if it really tanked down to very low levels. But even at the shops, you know, to buy one, you know, a typical Rolex at a shop, you're looking at, you know, eight to 15,000. That's still a lot of money, Bill.
I know, but it's
a lot of money.
It's an investment.
It's an investment. If I know that when things pick back up, it would double. So if I spent 10,000, if in a few years later I could sell that for 20,000, then, you know, if that's, I'd have to really think about it. And if that was what I thought, and it's a bit like buying shares and other things. And plus I've got the nice watch to enjoy for the time and things.
Exactly.
But you know, that's when things might pick up pretty quickly, because I think you've just got to get the time right, because I think that lull will be very short, and then people are always going to jump on the same bandwagon, and it's going to be back off to where we were before.
I just hope our economy recovers and stuff, because I'll be rich by the time it recovers, or I'll be rich if it does recover, but right now it's doing shit.
No, I know what you mean. What sort of percentage impact, or do you think the Chinese or Russian market has on, say, if you take Rolex, do you think like it's a big part of the problem, you know, the prices drop in Rolex, or small?
Well, those are the two biggest countries.
So you think that has had quite a big impact?
Especially as you mentioned, like China as a country has some strange wealth like disparity, because they have super mega rich and then they also have super mega poor. It's very few and far between. So I feel like that those super mega rich people, if they're not buying, which let's say there's a shit ton of them, because there's what, half the population of the world is just in China or Asia alone.
That is the thing as well. The amount of Chinese. Yeah,
exactly. So if they're not buying anything because of this tampons, then, you know, stop buying things, then there goes a huge market, because
it's a big number of people, isn't it?
English,
it's like,
Americans,
so it's off the world,
aren't buying anything right now at all. And we're well off. We're well to do as a country, you know, well, comparatively.
You're doing well. Your America currently are doing well economically and in many other ways. You are, I think, you know, the UK is descending, getting worse, but I think America has definitely picked up in the last 6 months. I think we've gone in different directions, America and UK.
I'm probably
going to move into America pretty soon, the way things are going.
Come join me in Watch City, baby.
We will do. Yeah, definitely. We're thinking of it, mate. Yeah, it's all, you know, we're thinking of jumping on the lifeboat pretty soon.
I don't know. I just think that, like, I think America's doing worse just because what they're doing to stop inflation is they're making people stop spending money. So they're hiring, like, interest rates. They're hiring. So it's impossible to get a home. It's impossible to get loans. It's impossible to do things that you would need to
do.
It's
the same here. But it's not to encourage people to stop spending, because people spending actually, you know, it's the opposite, isn't it? If people stop spending, then you know, the economy goes, the money goes down, doesn't it?
Saying inflation. So inflation is so bad here that they're encouraging people to not spend money because the value is, I don't know. I'm not an economist. All I know is
that's
what they're doing.
It's driven by things like the prices of energy and things, isn't it? And what have you. But I think overspended is not such a bad thing. It's just the price of products and things, isn't it? Which is just going up. It's the same. I think it's global, though, Bill. Global. Definitely.
Groceries gone up like 10%.
Definitely. We'll all have to go back to the good life of just working the land and that sort of thing.
Of course. What sucks is the fact that the last time in 2008, I don't know if you guys had a big recession then, but in 2008, when we had a recession here in America, I was a little kid, so I didn't give a shit, you know? Like, it didn't mean anything to me because...
Yeah, we did here.
I didn't care. Now I'm an adult, and I'm seeing it, and I'm going, shoot, I can't be a little kid again. Definitely. I got to actually care.
So do you think it will come to some people to sell, you know, that would normally be buying watches, to stop buying watches and potentially sell some of their watches and maybe sell them, even if you take Rolex, sell them at a price just because they need the money fast? So that, again, will lower the price of watches. Do you think that's true?
I think people are going to keep them. I think the smart thing to do is to keep them because...
What if you had to sell? What if you needed some money, though, fast? What if you can't pay your mortgage?
No one's going to buy watches right now, so you're going to get a hit. So if you need money fast, you're going to have to pawn it, do something stupid.
Exactly. Work.
Go get a job, second job. That's the thing. Nobody wants to get that.
But if you've got two or three Rolex and you suddenly need quite a big sum of money to pay for something, then...
I'm gonna sell it.
You know, it might come to that, Bill.
No, man. I'm recession proof right now.
That's good. That's what we like to hear, mate. Especially like to see you buying these watches. So this watch you bought the other day for $800. Is that yours? Or is that a try one, or is it off?
You couldn't try before you buy, but I'm honestly debating if, because the way I like to look at it is like how much time I put into making that much money, and if that is valid
for
the degree of what I got.
True. And good way of thinking about it. Truthfully,
what do you use a watch for? To tell time, right? And I really do struggle. It's not the mechanism itself is a great mechanism. If I could read it, it'd be so much better.
Okay, so it's a big flaw, that, isn't it, without a watch? You know, because that's the only thing, you know, it looks, aesthetically, it looks brilliant, but it hasn't got other things cracking off other than telling the time. And if it is quite difficult to do that, then, you know, I'll have to watch some more videos. There's a lot of videos out there on this watch. What was it called again? Is it
Siga Design?
Siga. Is that CIGA?
Yep.
Siga Design. This is the one that won the competition. What was the competition? It was where it's called everyone sends their watches
Grand
in.
Grand Prix. Horological something. I can't say it. It's French.
Yeah. So it won that competition. And it was unexpected because all the big manufacturers send things in, like Omega and et cetera. And then this sort of unknown company has gone and won it. And brilliant design, brilliant watch. But
I was
unaware that it was difficult to read the time.
I love the watch. If I could read the time, I would. I'm honestly thinking about, I don't know. It's a beautiful watch. It's like nothing I've ever seen before.
Put it on your wrist, Bill. Can I see it on your wrist? See what it looks, what it wears like.
It wears like a fucking, like I'm wearing a pan. Like a dish.
Okay. Oh, it looks... That looks really good, yeah. It's fairly, gorgeous. Kind of fairly large size, but it still wears really good on your wrist.
It wears very nicely. It's a beautiful watch. It's just... impossible to
read. It's definitely a conversation piece as well, isn't it?
Exactly. That's what I'm debating about. It's a great watch to have in my collection just because it's cool to be able to talk about.
I think so. You like that bar you went in yesterday, you know, people started talking to you about it, and then you know, you somebody else had got a Chris Ward watch, you know, you know what I mean, maybe that's your sort of what's the word, like alternative watch. There was the word for, oh my god, why is
a
my
niche.
Watch? It's a bit sort of left field, isn't it?
I've got a couple watches coming that all are unique and like different that you've never seen before. I have one where the movement's flipped upside down.
Oh wow.
And the exposed case back is on the front of the watch.
Yes. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. We've got some good watch talks coming up. Fun. And what about Seiko 5 for $200? Aren't you getting a lot of watch for you? Aren't you getting a lot of...
It's overplayed. I'm
a lot
sick
of bang
of
for your buck.
No, I don't think so. I'm sick of watches that just every human being has. You know, I want something that's different, makes you stand out.
There's so many to choose from, though. There's so many Seiko 5s to choose from.
And that's the problem. There's too many damn things.
Oh, man, just you know, find one. Honestly, this is great watches.
Different. Seiko's biggest problem is the fact that they... I don't think the quality is there for what you're actually paying.
Wow. Yeah. I'm happy with the quality. I've certainly had never ever on any Seiko watches had any alignment problems or any quality problems.
But you got to remember that you didn't see my video. Then did you see the shit? Oh, wait, no, wait, that's not. Oh, that's coming up. Never mind.
Looking forward to this video coming out then.
It's such poor quality control.
Oh, wow. Was that the one that you had the other day, the Seiko 5 you had? Was it the quality?
No, it's a different Seiko. But the quality control on this was horrible. Yeah. There were black spots all over the inside of the watch.
Not nice. Not nice.
Black spots, dude. It looked like a Dalmatian.
Was you looking at it with a loop? Through a loop?
For a loop?
Loop, you know, with like a big powerful magnifying glass, a loop.
No, I wasn't looking at it through a loop. You could see it with the naked eye.
Probably not the best example, but yeah.
You could see it with the naked eye.
That's even worse. That's even worse than if you can see it with your naked eye. That's really bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wow. Well,
I just think Seiko's a step above like Pingani design, in my opinion. It just feels tacky. Mm. Like the bands rattle, the quality, the NH35s are like it's just not.
Oh man! I thought you had come over to our side, but we still haven't got you. We still haven't got you, have we?
You'll never get me, baby. You'll never get me.
We will.
You got to remember, my first watch like that got me into watches for the most part was like an Omega. It's really hard to go from. It's kind of hard, in my opinion, to go from once you have a taste of something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like good curry.
You started off with bloody caviar, didn't you? The first time you went out,
exactly.
And, you know,
it's like good curry. I know you British love curry.
Yeah.
I had curry one time. I puked. I'll never have curry again. But if I started out with good curry, I probably would be a big curry fan.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, if you come to the UK, your curry, that's our sort of, you know, that's number one.
Food. I don't know why.
The number one takeaway food is curry, followed by fish and chips.
I love fish and chips.
Fish and chips. Yeah.
I don't know. We should have a competition. You should come to me and have some fish and chips. I'll bring you to a great restaurant. I'll go to you and have some fish and chips, and we'll compare it. What do you guys make your fish and chips out of?
Potatoes.
Well, obviously, but I'm saying, what type of fish do you use?
Cod.
Yeah, that's what we use haddock. As well.
Cod, yeah.
So, yeah, we got to have a competition because I guarantee. I think we might beat you on the fish and chip.
Okay, well, that'd be an interesting one. Definitely, I'd like to try American fish and chips. Definitely. Yeah.
We call
good.
It fish and chips, and we use. Sometimes you can get crisps, as you call them,
right?
Like chips, or you get the French fries, which is chips to you.
Okay,
so it depends on where you go.
I like it. Yeah, sounds like a challenge, mate. We'll do that. We'll video it, make a video, and we can wear fancy watches and things. And I wear a Seiko, you wear an Omega, and we'll sort of do a watch versus fish and chips challenge. What about that?
I like that.
That is going to be a special one. That's going to go big.
That
it's going to go large.
Good.
Hey, buddy, you've got to finish this off. We've got a minute left, and we're too stingy to pay for more than our sort of three half an hour on this Zoom where we record the session, aren't we?
Oh, we are stingy.
So you've got to finish this off, buddy.
Thank you so much, Dean. I know we talked about politics. We talked about everything that we shouldn't be talking about in the world. Mm. But you know what? It was a great podcast. Thank you so much for listening to Watch Talk Across the Pond. We are your hosts. We have Dean from One to Watch. And Not a Watch Snub.
Brilliant. That was
a great,
classic episode, Bill. Thank you so much.
We got to do it next Sunday.
On the next one.
Next Sunday, baby.